Welcome to Awakened Hearts. I am your host, Midge Noble. The Awakened Hearts podcast is a place where we choose compassion, loving kindness, and a heart-centered life. I believe that everyone is on earth to serve a sacred contract. I believe that we were all created to be compassionate, loving, and kind to ourselves and to all living souls. I believe that we can awaken our hearts and heal old wounds. I believe that we all have the power to transform our pain into our most authentic, spiritual, compassionate, and best selves. I believe we deserve to feel empowered to speak up and set boundaries and be valued by those we love and respected by those we meet along our path. Hey guys, and welcome back to Awakened Hearts. I'm really happy to have you here today, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about transformation. So we've talked a lot about getting ourselves geared up, co-creating our lives, and doing what we need to do for ourselves. And today, let's talk a little bit about the transformation itself. So there was a great meme on Facebook the other day, and it said, "The butterfly does not look back at the caterpillar in shame, just as you should not look back at your past in shame. Your past was part of your transformation." And that's from Anthony Gucciardi. So that's interesting to think about that, you know, the struggle of the caterpillar and having to, you know, go into the, you know, the cocoon and create itself. And once it emerges, all strong from the struggle of being in the cocoon, it never once looks back and thinks, "Man, I should have made a better one. You know, if I'd made it a little bit bigger, maybe my wings would have been bigger. Or I can't believe that it was that color. That was just not a good color for me. What's wrong with how my wings look now? I bet it's because of that thing that happened back then." You know, and I know I'm taking that to a silly place. But how often do we look back at our history and think that somehow we're not good enough because of what happened in our history? Choices we may have made, things that we may have done. Now, I know of people who have made serious choices in their lives, and they are forever changed, either because a death may have occurred because of a choice they made, like drinking and driving. They may have wound up in prison, you know, trying to be a part of a group that made them feel at home, but in doing so, they gave up their freedom because the path was destructive. Or people who spent years and years and years in active addiction and really, you know, when they look back, they want to go back and reclaim some of those, you know, moments with family, friends, children, co-workers, and wish that they could have changed something. However, those are earthly regrets that we do have to manage, because if you're living in resentments and regrets and the rejections of your life, then you are holding on to the past. So we've said this before, that we need to release them. But how do you release some of those really powerful, powerful things? Because, you know, that's part of your history. But as Wayne Dyer said in his 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace, he talks about giving up your personal history, because the personal history, if it's driving you, and he referred to it, and I quote, you know, "What is driving the boat? You know, who is in charge of you? Is it the past memories? Is it the past events? Or are you actively in this moment saying, okay, I've been there, I'm now here, where do I plan to go?" The last thing I would ever want to do is to, you know, to do a look back and think, "Wow, I never left that spot." You know, I want to be able to awaken my heart to the moment that I am in right now, because I really have absolutely no control over anything that's happened in my past, but I have all control in this moment. I control whether I talk to you. I control whether I don't talk to you. I control what topic I give. I control whether or not I show up to work. Every moment I make in a split second is the moment of the birthing of that idea, that choice, that history that will later be my history. So even though I'm in the present moment, I'm also creating my history. What do I want to look back on one day and notice? So, you know, looking back is important because it teaches us so many things, but I don't want us to look back in shame. I want us to be able to see that even those things that rocked our world and possibly devastated us or others in that moment when it happened, that instead of shame could be the lesson that changed your whole entire lifetime. So instead of staying in that moment, you've transformed that life and you're now here. So how can we continue to give up our history and move forward? Part of that is really by forgiveness. You know, how can I stop being the victim of my past and become the forgiver of my past? You know, when I look back, there are so many things that I really would change if I could, but I also know, you know, just like this meme said, that the past was part of my transformation. If I hadn't gone through those difficult things, if I hadn't been in those spaces and places, I wouldn't be me. I may be married to a whole different person. I might be married to a man. I would be very depressed, but it could have happened. You know, I might have had children. Well, yeah, I wanted children. I never could have children, but you know, I might have adopted children. I might have found myself doing a whole different job. You know, the places that I was in was one of really weakness, I think. Weakness in my soul where I didn't really claim who I was. I just absolutely was doing and following the whims of other people. However, there was that burning place in me that knew that at some point, I couldn't recognize it when I was going through it, but at some point, I think I had an inner knowing that I was going to come out of that cocoon and I was going to absolutely, you know, transform and do something completely different. You know, they did that little thing on Facebook about looking in the past and looking in the present with your profile pics. And when I got lots of comments about how I haven't changed and I look younger and you know, one of my comments to that was that I believe that those of us who really feel, and several people have even said it on Facebook, that they felt so much better about themselves now, that they're, you know, they're happier, they're this, they're that. And I believe it. I believe that when we start to become authentically us, years melt from our lives. I really believe that you can see it in our faces when we feel like we're in the moment of our oneness with ourselves. And I love that feeling. I love the feeling that when I'm talking to you in this moment, I am completely me. I am completely doing something that I love, that I enjoy. You know, when I'm coaching someone, when I'm doing a class or a presentation, I am being uniquely me and showing up with every fiber of my being. And I feel the same way when I'm in sessions with my clients now at the private practice that I work at. I just, when I'm in that moment, I just love being helpful and I love seeing the lights go off in people's eyes when they get a concept and they know it's going to work for them. So we don't want to be a victim of our history. You know, we can live in a place forever. And if we identify ourselves as, you know, I was abandoned, or I'm from an alcoholic family, or, you know, this happened or this happened, I am this. When we put a negative victim connotation after those words, then, you know, we are absolutely claiming that for right now. So if I said, you know, I was poor growing up, or we were a poor family, and I have not that may not be a passing comment. Maybe it's something that I've always identified myself with, or I've always identified myself as, you know, I'm just a loser, or I can't ever get out of this particular feeling. Whoever died however long ago, and I'm just stuck in that place of despair and grief. And trust me, I know loss and I know pain and I know those desperate feelings, but I also know that staying in that place does not do any good for me or the person that I loved or the animal that I loved. It does no good. It just keeps me as a victim. So if we're bonded by our past because we can't quit identifying ourselves as what we used to be, then you know nothing's going to change. So we do have to give ourselves permission to get out of that past and be in the moment now. And if you say to me, but Midge, I am no different than I was. You know, I'm still getting in bad relationships. I'm still, you know, having addiction issues. I'm still overweight. I'm still this or I'm still that. Okay, so you're still in your history, but now you recognize it. Now you get to decide, is this where I want to stay, or am I going to transform that and become the new me? What am I going to do different? What will my transformation be? So I want you to think about writing your future. You know, and we talked about this last week when we were talking about being able to really visualize and write down exactly what you want to draw to yourself. So this week, I want you to think about writing down exactly what you want your future to hold. Not just maybe something you want to attract to yourself, but how you want to show up personally. Because sabotage is a real thing. And if we're trying to awaken our heart, but our heart is still blocked by shame, then that's an uphill battle. So let's get clear about what person am I going to be from this moment on, and as I create a new, not only future, but a new history, because every moment that just happened is now our new history. So it's a weird thing. It sounded kind of like you stand on that state line where one foot's in one state and one foot's in the other state, and you're right on the edge there. And that's what we're doing. You know, one foot is in the history and one foot is in your present moment. So we need to be really clear about what we're going to attract for ourselves. So as we go to a quick break, grab a piece of paper and a pencil and start writing something down, and I'll be right back. Hey guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast like I'm doing here? I used to have a radio show on the internet and I absolutely loved it. The downside was I had to pay to be the host. I had to pay a lot of money. I loved my show and I still had lots more to say. I just didn't want to pay so much to have conversations with you. That's when I found Anchor. I am so excited because Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing my own podcast. Instead of me paying out a lot of money, I have the potential to get paid for using my voice and talking about what is important to me and hearing your stories. I love connecting with all of you, and Anchor has given my voice to you. So if you're ready to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Thanks for joining the Gay with God community. Welcome back from break. Okay, so we're going to think about what you really want. So on your piece of paper, I want you to write where you think you are now. Just start jotting down some ideas. You know, I'm in poverty, I'm in a bad relationship. Take just a few minutes, and I'll kind of keep talking too since we're on air, but take a few minutes and just go ahead and write down some things that just pop into your head about where you think you are right now. And as you do that, I want you to notice the feelings that may come up. You may feel a little panic. You may feel a little desperation. You may feel that shame. You may feel disappointment. Jot down some things that kind of come up as you're doing that. And I'll take that sip of coffee. Okay, so only do a couple of things. And then now I want you to write down how you want to transform that. Instead of being in poverty, you desire what? Instead of this bad relationship, you desire what? So instead of being whatever it is that you've always brought with you throughout your lifetime, what's next? Okay, and notice the feeling that starts to shift when you write that. You might feel hesitation or fear, or you might feel liberation. You might feel excited. Now, I want you to write these words: be aware, be free, be focused, be here, be loved, be strong, and be healed. This I want you to put somewhere where you're going to see it all the time. And I want you to remember that when we live in this state of being aware, free, focused, here, loved, strong, healed, we're claiming that. And you can even put the I am words, before that if you want to. I am aware, I am free, I am focused, I am here, I am loved, I am strong, I am healed. This is how we start to change it, folks. This is how we do it. That even if we're not feeling it at this moment, claim it. I remember that when I was claiming the cabin, I had my own little mantra. I know my cabin is on its way, although I do not know the exact day. All I attract is meant for me, so I will be happy. Happy, you see, in the state of abundance that flows in and out, exactly the way my life is intended, without a doubt. And I said that, and I had it in my schedule book. I had it in my truck. I had it in my car. I had it everywhere, everywhere. And I read it every morning. I read it throughout the day. I read it at night. And I allowed the feeling of knowing that even though I couldn't write it down on a calendar and say it's going to happen on this date at this time right now, I still was able to connect with the feeling that it was already here because I had attracted it, and that it would show up in my awareness and in my reality. So claiming the positive takes us out of the shame. It brings us into the now, and then we get to claim whatever it is that we want to claim. And then we move toward it. We lean in. We keep making a choice. In every moment when we start to feel the shame, like a memory will pop up from my past when I was in college. I'm 59 years old, and I was not an older adult that went to college or is going to college now, and you guys that are doing that, it's amazing, and I'm so proud of you. I was a little older than some of the kids going to college, but not by much. And I mean, maybe a year, or so. But still, that's been a long time ago, and still things in my history. And I'll think, how could I ever have chosen that? How could I ever have done that? But you know what? It's part of my transformation. And now I can look back and give myself some grace and forgiveness and be grateful that I'm no longer standing in my shoes back then. That I am ever so ever moving through my authenticity and living my life as truthfully and honestly as I can. And I am so not perfect, but I am so much more loving of myself than I've ever been. And I think that's what shows up on my face. If you see me on Facebook in that little, profile pic thing, I feel at home. I'm at home with myself now. I say it the way, I feel it, and I do use tact most of the time. And I am thoughtful about, when it might be a right time to speak up and when it won't be, most of the time. But I am now feeling so much better about myself than I ever have, and I really owe that to coaching. This past year has been an amazing transformation for me, and it continues. This is going to be, as they say, my year. But really, this past year and this year are the biggest transformations for me as far as faith goes, in believing in myself or reaching for what really feels authentically right for me. And that's what I so want to gift to you, the belief and the knowing that you too can claim what you want to claim and be who you want to be. It's within your ability to do that. So when you think about being in the now, you don't have to rely on your personal history. It's there. It's helped shape you, form you, bring you to a place of understanding that you are among all of us who have come through fire, who have come through desperate times, and now you're here. We're a member, of this human race. We're all doing this earthly journey together to try to evolve and create a sense of love for ourselves and for each other. That binds us all together, which is one of the things that I really challenge you to remember, is that we are all more alike than we are different, because we are all connected as a human race. As you know, you don't get along with everybody in your immediate family, and we may not get along with everybody in our earthly family, but that doesn't mean that we have to see ourselves as an other or someone else as an other. We are all one. And the sooner we can start to understand that and live that, this whole shift is going to happen, it's going to be amazing. It is going to be amazing. Because we need to remember that if we don't want to look back on our nation's history with shame, we need to start thinking about what we're creating right now for ourselves and for each other. I do look back on our nation and some of the things we have done that I do identify as shameful in a way. Well, not more than a way. I do look back. But that's as a collective choice that we've all made at some point. Some of us weren't a part of the timing, but what would have happened if we were? Think of the thing in our nation's past that you may be most ashamed of, or you may feel most embarrassed about or saddened about. And now look at what we're choosing to do now. What choices are we making now in this moment that will become our nation's history? And how will we look back? And how will we justify the pain that we bring to our brothers and sisters? When you live from an awakened heart place, it is in the here and now to love, to be kind, to be focused on how our choices affect not only ourselves but other people. Because we don't live on an island. We don't live all by ourselves, and we are always in and around others who can be uplifted by us, or they could be hurt by us. And then we share a collective history then. So history is a powerful part of who we are and how we've been shaped. So we all do want to be butterflies. We want to be able to emerge and to grow and to be completely in love with the life that we have, showing our beauty, going about our business, and bringing beauty to the world. I love that idea, is that we are bringing beauty to the world by being in it when we choose to be loving and kind and compassionate. So I uplift you today. I uplift you out of the history that you're carrying around with you. I want you to work on those lists and be able to transform each and every one of them. And I want you to remember that your history is really part of this transformation. Because, if we always had everything perfect, what would we strive for? And so we really are continuing to emerge and to move forward into the newness of who we are. And that transformation is what we get to choose. I do want it for you. I can't do it for you, but I do want it for you. And I hope that if you ever need someone to lift you up, to assist you, to guide you, to be your cheerleader, to walk that path with you for as long as it needs to happen, reach out to me as a coach, and I will be glad to assist you. So as always, you can find me on Facebook. You can message me with the subject, I want a coach, or you can write me at Empowered Midge, that's Empowered Midge, M-I-D-G-E, at gmail.com, or you can reach me at Second Chances at Embark, E-M-B-A-R-Q, M-A-I-L.com. And just in the subject of any of those places where you reach out to me, just write in the subject that I'm looking for a coach. Your first session is always complimentary, and I can't wait to go on the journey with you. So as always, Bodhi Seekers, I hope you have an awesome rest of your day and week, and know that your transformation is absolutely attainable. And start by being aware, be free, be focused, be here, be loved, be strong, and be healed. Namaste, everybody. Deep gratitude to my friend Tim McClendon of Tim McClendon Music for allowing me to use an excerpt from Interlude 4, a song found on his CD entitled Sundance.